Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's glorifying what it does. James 1:22-24. Going to make you shake.
James 1, verses 22-24 in the Message Bible says, "Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like."
I was struck by five words in this passage of Scripture when it says, act on what you hear. Act on what you hear. What we hear is first a thought. So it's important to deal with our thoughts.
Romans 10, verse 17 in the King James Version says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God."
There's a reason the scripture says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Years ago, I remember hearing Dr. Fred Price say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing the word of God. There's much truth in that statement. The more we hear, the more we understand. According to Strong's Concordance, the word for hearing comes from the Greek root word G191, and it means to be endowed with the faculty of hearing, to understand, perceive the sense of what is said, a thing comes to one's ears, to find out, learn, to comprehend, to understand.
Proverbs 2, verses 9-11 in the New Living Translation. "Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe." When we gain understanding, we gain so much more. Proverbs 1, verse 5. And the Classic Amplified Bible says, "The wise also will hear and increase in learning, and the person of understanding will acquire skill and attain to sound counsel, so that he may be able to steer his course rightly."
Hearing is not just the audible perception of words. It's an understanding, a learning of what's being said, which will make each of us more effective. When we hear, what we hear, let me say it that way, what we hear starts with thoughts. And I like to believe they're always rich thoughts. Success or failure, victory or defeat, excellence or mediocrity, all begin in the mind. We should never allow what other people think or say about us to change our thoughts about our abilities to achieve our dreams and goals. It's what we think about how God thinks about us that determines our destiny.
Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "As a man," or "as he," meaning a man, "thinketh in his heart, so is he."
Every thought, word, action, and reaction we experience begins in our mind. Thoughts have substance. The things we think about are the things we speak about. The things we speak about, as the saying goes, are the things we bring about. Unfortunately, many people grew up thinking about the negative things of others. Well, the negative things others have said about. It's time to stop letting other people use our heads as a septic tank. We need to stop right now. If you just felt, well, I can't. I have too much negative in me. I want to ask you a question. Who told you that? Even if you don't remember, you believe them. Now stop believing them and start believing God. Today, you can begin to put the pure, the powerful, and the positive precepts from the Word of God into your mind. You can actually change your attitude about yourself when you stop letting negative thoughts dominate your mind. There are certain phrases you need to avoid. And there are certain things that you need to practice saying, which will give you a new level of wisdom, hearing, understanding, and thinking. For instance, Lord, I thank you that I'm happy and rested and ready for another exciting adventure with you. I'm inspired by what I will be able to accomplish as you work through me. Or today, I'm going to see myself as God sees me.
I'm excited about today. It's a special gift from God just for me. Today, God will allow me to be an encouragement to everybody I meet.
People like me because they can sense the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I will like everybody I meet because I'm going to look at them the way God looks at them. I will rejoice because today God is giving me favor with every person I meet.
I will eat in a healthy manner and honor my body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. I will be on time for every appointment. I will perform my job as unto the Lord, doing the very best I can.
I will rapidly and thoroughly complete all my responsibilities today. I will not put off the things I need to do. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am fulfilling his purpose for my life. See, each of us, we have to make a determined effort to be a rich thinker. What we hear, we think. What we think, we speak and act on. When we open our mouths to speak or pray, our words are heard beyond our natural surroundings. Our words penetrate the heavens. First, God hears you.
Psalm 145, verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. In Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 14, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity." The words that we speak to him are not only heard, but acted upon. Psalm 86, verse 5. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me.
Second, angels hear you. Psalm 103:20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do all his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Seeing that angels excel in strength clearly indicates they're not some chubby little cherubs that you see in some religious art. God is dispatching the most elite warrior angels on our behalf. God's angels can get the job done. Next, he tells the angel to follow his instructions and to obey the voice of his word. Now get ready. get ready for this. When we speak the word of God, we're summoning the strongest, most elite warrior angels to work on our behalf. When we speak the word of God, angels are commanded to obey, just like they did in Daniel 10, 12, and 13. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Mark 4, verse 24, in the Classic Amplified Bible. And he said to them, "Be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. And more besides will be given to you who hear." That is a hallelujah statement if I've ever heard one. We need to be careful what we're hearing, because that measure of thought and study we give to the word, the truth that we hear, will be measured back to us in virtue and knowledge. Hallelujah. Let's look at Romans 10, verse 17 again, this time in God's Word translation. It says, "So faith comes from hearing the message, and the message that is heard is what Christ spoke."
All of us have faith in something. But what our faith is depends on what or who we're listening to. If we listen to the world, we'll have faith in the world system, which will dictate our thoughts and actions. However, if we depend on the Word of God, what He has spoken to determine our reality, then we'll move in victorious faith. But remember, it's not just what we hear, but what we do with what we hear.
James 2, verse 24 in God's Word translation. You see that a person receives God's approval because of what he does, not only because of what he believes.
We receive God's approval by doing what he says in his word. Life is full of people who want to talk about what they're going to do, but nothing ever seems to happen. Take a quick look at the life of Joseph.
Genesis 39, verse 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for doer is H62:13, and it means to do, accomplish, produce. Joseph was a dreamer, but his destiny manifested because of what he did. If we become known as the go-to person in the workplace, we'll find doors of opportunity opening for us beyond our expectation. Joseph was a doer in prison, and it opened doors for him. For him to escape from a prison to his destiny. One other thing. If we're not doing what the word says, then we're deceiving ourselves. James 1:22, Classic Amplified. But be doers of the word. Obey the message, and not merely listeners to it. Betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. When we hear, understand, and act on his word, God will bless and reward us. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. While you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching, at the top where it says sow seed, just ask God what seed to put in the ground. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
God bless you. Bye-bye.